Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30%. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Parking in the city, am I right? It's like its own contact sport sometimes. Mm. But what you've described, that's something else entirely, like right. Way beyond a fender bender, especially with how the police responded.
Yeah, it's definitely a situation.
It sounds incredibly frustrating. You did everything right, parked in your spot, politely asked her to move, even showed her the picture of the car, like practically on top of yours.
Wow.
And the fact that she admitted to drinking and driving, but they focused on you wasting their time, that's just...
It's mind-boggling.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you mentioned this isn't your first questionable encounter with CPD in Chicago.
Yeah, it unfortunately highlights some systemic issues within law enforcement, how calls are perceived, prioritized, especially in a city as bustling as Chicago. You know, certain situations might be deemed lower priority.
Right, like they're already jaded. Just by the sheer volume of calls they handle every day.
Exactly. And that's not to excuse it, but it speaks to that bigger conversation about community policing, implicit bias, the need for more accountability, which sadly are deeply rooted issues in many urban areas, Chicago being no exception.
It's like you almost need a full-blown case file before they take you seriously.
Documentation is key, especially in a city like Chicago. Tenant-landlord issues, neighbor disputes, they're incredibly common. There are actually specific city ordinances about noise, property lines, even harassment. That can be really helpful if things escalate.
Okay, so we're talking full-on detective mode.
Think of it as empowering yourself. Detailed records, dates, times, descriptions, it builds that picture, establishes a pattern. It's not about being vindictive, it's about ensuring your side of the story is heard, especially if you end up needing a mediator or, worst case scenario, legal aid.
And knowing your rights, especially in Chicago, where those tenant-landlord dynamics can be, let's just say, colorful, that's huge.
Exactly. It's about reclaiming that sense of control in a situation that feels incredibly frustrating and, frankly, from what you've described, unsafe. You mentioned feeling anxious, always checking the windows, your sleep's disrupted.
It's like living in a pressure cooker.
It is. It's your body's natural response to feeling threatened. Your nervous system's on high alert, and that takes a toll, both mentally and physically.
And when you add that layer of feeling unheard, dismissed by the people who are supposed to help...
It's no wonder you reached out. Looking for answers, for a way to turn down the heat on that pressure cooker.
And that's what we're here for.
To unpack those feelings, explore some potential solutions, and most importantly, remind you, you are not alone in this. Chicago, we love it, but even with all its neighborly spirit, it's got its share of neighborly nightmare.
It's one thing to feel stressed, right? But when it starts messing with your sleep, your appetite.
That's when you know it's serious.
You mentioned your appetite's been off. That's your body saying, hey, something's not right here.
And ignoring those signs, that can really backfire. Anxiety, insomnia, even high blood pressure. It's crucial to have healthy ways to cope, you know? Especially in a city like Chicago, things move fast. Finding those outlets is so important.
Yeah. Deep tissue in the Cubs can only do so much.
Right. Think about adding some mindfulness stuff to your routine, even just a little bit. Chicago has some amazing studios, apps, whatever works for you, guided meditation, breathing exercises.
They even have yoga specifically for stress relief. Can you believe that?
Oh, I will 100% believe it. And honestly, don't underestimate just connecting with people. Chicago's got a ton of those neighborhood groups, online forums, even just venting to a friend who gets it. That can make a huge difference.
Okay, so sometimes you just need to vent about the crazy neighbor saga.
Okay.
And who understands that better than another Chicagoan?
Exactly. It makes it feel less like, oh my God, it's just me, and more like, okay, this is kind of a thing, you know? And sometimes just talking about it, it helps you get some perspective.
So speaking perspective, how do we go from feeling stuck to finding a solution? Or I guess at least a way to manage the situation?
I think it starts with figuring out your boundaries. Like, what are you willing to put up with? And what's a hard no? This isn't about being aggressive. It's about protecting yourself, your well-being.
Less about changing the neighbor, more about empowering yourself. So practically speaking, what can you do? Talking directly to her hasn't worked. Going through her dad, no dice.
Documentation is going to be your best friend, honestly. Every time something happens, write it down. Date, time, what went down, keep it brief. And Chicago actually has a bunch of tenant rights organizations. They've got free legal clinics. They can tell you what your options are, especially if you're worried about, you know, things escalating.
Because you shouldn't have to choose between feeling safe and standing up for yourself.
100%. And if it keeps happening or gets worse, maybe send a certified letter just laying out what's going on, what you've tried to do about it. That way there's a paper trail, you know, especially if you end up having to get the police involved or a mediator.
Okay, so certified letter check. What about mediation? Does that actually work or is that just kicking the can down the road?
It really can. But both people have to be on board, you know? Actually, Chicago has some really great community mediation centers. They focus specifically on neighbor stuff. They give you a neutral place to talk it out with someone there to help. Sometimes that's all it takes to find some common ground.
And if mediation doesn't work, are there legal options? Like, specifically in Chicago, for dealing with a nightmare neighbor?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Chicago's got a really good legal aid system. They can tell you about all sorts of things, cease and desist letters, if it's gotten to the point of harassment, even taking it to small claims court if you need to. But those are like last resorts.
You know, it's wild how these situations can really make you question your sanity. Like, am I overreacting? Is it me? But then you remember, it's Chicago.
Seriously.
We've seen it all. Parking wars, porch pirates, you name it.
I bet you if we polled our listeners, at least half of them have a nightmare neighbor story.
Oh, for sure. And that's kind of comforting in a weird way, right?
It normalizes it. It's not just you. It's a thing people go through.
Yeah, like misery loves company. Not exactly, but...
But when you're in it, it's easy to feel like you're the only one, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why these conversations are so important.
Yeah.
To realize it's not just you, to share resources.
To remind each other we deserve to feel safe at home. That's not too much to ask.
Speaking of resources, can we circle back to something you mentioned earlier? Those tenant rights organizations in Chicago. What can they do for someone in this situation?
Oh, they're amazing. Chicago has a bunch of tenant advocacy groups. They're fantastic. Like the Metropolitan Tenants Union, the Lawyers Committee for Better Housing.
I've heard of them, yeah.
They offer free legal advice. They do workshops. They can even help you make sense of those city ordinances we talked about. Like, what do those actually mean for you? They're a lifeline, honestly, especially for renters dealing with difficult landlords or, you know, a neighbor from hell.
So it's like having a legal superhero on speed dial.
Exactly. And a lot of times their services are free or based on what you can afford. So don't let that stop you from reaching out.
Knowledge is power, right? Especially in a city like Chicago.
100%. And as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. Imagine you could go back in time to the day that neighbor moved in. Knowing what you know now, what advice would you give yourself?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's not about dwelling on the past. It's about, okay, how can we use this to be proactive moving forward?
Right. Set those boundaries early on.
Exactly. Maybe it's being more firm about the parking. Maybe it's documenting everything from day one. Maybe it's just reaching out to other neighbors so you've got that support system.
It's about taking back that feeling of peace, you know?
It really is.
One parking spot, one documented incident at a time.
And remember, we're here for you every step of the way. Let us know how it goes. You've got this.
We're sending all the good vibes your way. Here's to hoping for a peaceful resolution. But if not, there's always noise-canceling headphones. Until next time, everyone, stay strong, stay informed, and remember, you are not alone in the deep dive.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 days.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.